This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Having just returned from Germany, I need to tell you that the Germans in particular are looking with great anxiety and worries towards the current presidential race and the election, which is going to take place November 8. They are worried about both candidates, and so are most American people. In fact, those who have made a choice, and some have already voted and others will, they are voting not because of conviction. They are not saying, this, my choice, is the great and right choice. They are voting because they believe that in following that particular avenue, they are preventing greater harm and they are voting for a lesser evil. But the point still remains that they are voting for harm and evil. And that goes for both candidates. Never have we seen in the recent history of the United States of America a situation where both candidates are so much disliked by a majority of people, and both candidates are looked upon as not being truthful and honest. The main problem seems to be that neither one of those candidates will make a substantial difference to the spiritual condition of this country. Now, both candidates have accused each other of being instrumental and responsible for World War III if he or she should become president. And even though I don't believe they have any clue as to how World War III actually will start, the Bible makes it very clear that in all probability and likelihood, World War III will exist, will come into fruition during the next tenure of the next president. And this World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons, and America will lose that war and will be destroyed, and the major cities of this country will be destroyed, and neither candidate is going to be able to change that. That is the clear prophecy of Scripture. You see, my friends, when looking at the current situation, the Bible calls the current presidency and the future presidency leadership of Sodom. The leaders of Sodom, the leaders of Gomorrah, are clearly condemned in Scripture for not standing up for the right kind of values which God wants us to have. And under the current leadership, those 8 years under President Obama, we have seen a deterioration of spiritual values unprecedented in the history of the United States. And we are seeing now a situation where one candidate wants to continue with that kind of deterioration, and the other candidate doesn't offer any solutions and alternatives either where it matters. Perhaps a few here, but then he is willing to continue with other things which God strongly condemns. We also have not heard great words regarding how the deteriorating relationship between the United States and other countries around the world is going to make and become any better. In fact, most have not even talked about it. And when they have talked about it, they have made statements which have caused great anxiety in other countries. My friends, many will vote on November 8. And the question I like to pose to you is, why? If you don't vote because you are not convinced that your choice is the right choice, you only vote because you don't want the other person to become the president, then all by itself, that's already a big problem. Because you are participating in a system which promotes evil and which promotes harm. Perhaps in your mind, not the most harm, not the biggest evil, it's still evil, it's still harm. In our weekly update, we have published an article, a Q&A, with the title, and I have it here in front of me, Is it a sin to vote in the presidential election? Is it a sin? And you can have a free copy of this update. You can receive it to us from and via email, or you can go to our website, eternalguard.org, and it's posted right there, and read that Q&A. I know most people will not want to read it because they are convinced they have to vote in this upcoming presidential election. But your thoughts might not be God's thoughts, and God tells you very clearly in His Word what He thinks about this system. Did you know that this is not God's world? Did you know that Satan is the ruler of this world? And yes, the ruler of the United States of America, as he is the ruler of all the countries around the world. Are you going to participate in this system ruled by Satan? And giving your voice to one of the candidates ruled by Satan? Let me be very clear on this. I'm speaking in spiritual terms. Now, those people don't know this. I totally understand that. But you have to look at what the Bible has to say. And the Bible is very clear on this point. And the Bible is also very clear that the downfall of the United States of America is coming. The utter destruction of the United States of America, and neither candidate will do anything about it, because the majority of the people are loving it, are loving a way of life totally opposed to what God has to say. And that is why God will allow great punishment to come on this nation. Punishment you have never even realized, you have never even heard of before. It's going to come. The Bible is very clear on this. Whether you believe it or not makes absolutely no difference. We have prepared several booklets which make this point very clear. The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, one of our free booklets you must read if you want to understand what is happening in this country, what is going to happen after November 8th. Another booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, talking about the real coming foe who is going to be responsible for the destruction of the United States of America. And it's not going to be Russia. It's not going to be even North Korea. It's not even going to be terrorist attacks by ISIS and others. A foe is identified in the Bible who is going to be responsible for the downfall of the United States of America. And then there's another book that we have prepared, Europe in Prophecy. And you should read that one too, because it gives you a full picture of what the Bible has to say. Not regarding politicians and their viewpoints. They are, in most cases, totally irrelevant because they don't understand the truth. And those mindless debates you are hearing on television, you know, they are preposterous because the people don't understand what the Bible says. And they don't want to understand. They want to go their way. And that is why God is so angry and so determined to make an end to this nonsense, to this absolute ungodly lifestyle. So please do yourself a favor and read those free booklets, order them if you want to, and we are happy to send them to you. And go on the website, go online and read them there if you please, and read our free update. You can also get a copy of that if you want to, and we'll send it to you regularly every week via email. If you want to keep informed, if you want to make a difference, if you want to follow God, and if you don't want to be involved in the political propaganda of this country, a system which will lead to utter destruction, then do yourself a favor and make that change. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.